Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 25a. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the first chapter. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Continue in the faith. Do not let the voices of those who are alienated and hostile in mind push you off balance. Do not let those who do evil deeds bring you back into them. For your Lord has reconciled you in his own body of flesh by his death. Your Lord Jesus has borne first the hostility of sinners. He would have you follow after him and endure them from time to time also. That endurance comes sometimes with a struggle and with a fight, with a resistance against those who attack you, and sometimes not. But it always is to come with the struggle and the fight and the resistance against your own mind and your own deeds. Once you were alienated from God and hostile to him also and only. And that old way could be reawakened and triggered in you. Above all, your resistance must be to the thought, to the temptation of not continuing anymore. Resist that. Resist giving up and resist giving in. Because that's how the hostility always is going to come against those who belong to Christ. All of it is calculated to that end. Whether the human agents have calculated themselves or not, it's calculated to rattle you, to alienate you from what is common and right and good for you, prayer, hope, the Word of God, the life of Christ's church. All of it is to make you unstable, cause you to waver in thought and in word then, and finally also in deed. Those who are alienated and hostile in mind doing evil deeds will even take up the Word of God, the words which inform your Christian conscience, and try to use your conscience against you, even though they would never permit their own conscience to be influenced by the same Word of God. Such voices are part of the scornful wonder that we just sang about. The Bible also calls them scoffers and hypocrites who would trip you up and offer you no true help afterwards. Your conscience, by God's grace, has been taught to repent of your sins, and so you are ready to examine, even to condemn, and to correct yourself according to his word. And this is good. This is the cause of the joy of angels in heaven. But unlike repentance before our Lord, repentance to those who are hostile in mind to the faith will never end in absolution. You once were alienated and hostile in mind also, and so, like some kind of twisted take on the prodigal son, temptation and affliction are bidding you to come to yourself, to throw off this faith and return home to what was familiar. Unlike the joyful father who takes his son back from the dead on these terms, my undeserved kindness toward you. The other voices are a siren song that are luring you to shipwreck your faith. There's no safer haven for you, dear saints, than the one who has promised you already. I've called you by name. You are mine. Believe it. But the aim of those who pull you from him is to leave you adrift, unstable, whatever the opposite of steadfast could be. Continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you've heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven. What then of the sufferings and the afflictions and the persecutions that do distress and harry this church and each of us? St. Paul rejoiced in his sufferings, knowing that they were for your sake, so that he, as the apostle of God, could make the word of God fully known to you and testify to that word of God with steadfastness at all times. He's urged you also to rejoice in your sufferings, rather than to believe the siren voices who would shamelessly kick you while you are down, to shift you away from your hope, which you need more than ever in hard times. You should embrace these sufferings with joy, dear saints. You should acknowledge that they are not a means of separation from Christ. They are, in fact, a means of connection to him, because we are joined by them to his wounds. We are called his body, and lo and behold, we bear the marks that his body has. No surprise to hear that again, there are voices who would want you to stop crying out. Stop saying, Lord, how long? But that's the voice of faith that arises in you, that remains stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard. Continue on in that faith anyway. Your stability, the church's stability, is not the foundation that she lays for herself, but it is the redemption and the reconciliation made in Christ's own body of flesh. Christ is the one foundation. Christ is the head of his bride and his body, the church. Press on then toward your one hope of the calling to which you were called, and certainly do not let affliction or suffering or the voices who mock you for it catch you and pull you away from him. Or have you not heard this song? The church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there be those who hate her, false sons within her place, against both foe and traitor, she ever shall prevail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.